At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Minnesota Vikings owner Mark Wilf was at the NFL owners meetings in Orlando, Florida, and then he did an interview with Steve Wyche and Tom Pelissero of NFL Network and mentioned that they're happy that they got Sam Darnold signed as quarterback one for the time being, but they have a plan to draft a quarterback. That's practically what he said. He said, "We're grateful that we got a second first-round pick, because now we have so much more flexibility entering the NFL draft." And this word is being thrown around. This is the off-season buzzword by Kwesi, by Kevin O'Connell, by the Minnesota Vikings owners, probably by Minnesota Vikings players. What does this word flexibility even mean? Well, first off, let me react to Mark Wilf's comments. And this take is presented by Hoakland Farm. Hoakland Farm has rotationally grazed 100% grass-fed beef. This beef is sold in quarters and halves, and they have custom sample packs so you can try before you buy. Contact Jared for 20% off your first order if you tell him you heard about Hoakland Farm on the Minnesota Tim podcast. 952-491-1541. Contact Jared today. Get good beef in your freezers today. All right, so Mark Wilf's comments. Everyone is buzzing about his comments about having flexibility, about having a plan in place. Well, first of all, it's funny how the offseason brings alive these comments that don't really mean a whole lot. Of course the Minnesota Vikings have a plan in place. The worst team in the NFL, whoever that might be, if it's the New England Patriots, if it's the Arizona Cardinals, they're not going to be the worst team in the league, but you know what I mean. The worst team in the NFL, they have a plan in place to become a better team. All Mark Wilf said is that the Minnesota Vikings have a plan, but everyone went crazy about one particular thing. They went crazy about his little smirk throughout that video. And there's been speculation that the Minnesota Vikings already have a handshake agreement with some team in the top five. But I want to focus on what this word of flexibility means. Because this is the big, big word this offseason. And I think it means one thing. I think it means that the Minnesota Vikings are going to trade into the top five. But the question becomes this. The flexibility comes in when they trade for a particular pick. Meaning, if they try to trade for the number 3 overall pick, the Vikings will package number 11, number 23, and a first round pick next year to get to that spot. However, if they're trying to trade to that number 5 overall pick, there's a good chance they won't have to give up that number 1 overall pick next year to get that pick. They can just package number 11, number 23, and a second or third round pick the following year. So I think that's what this whole offseason buzzword of flexibility means. I don't think flexibility means that the Minnesota Vikings are going to stand pat at picks number 11 and picks number 23 and take the best player available at those positions. I've seen mock drafts out there where the Minnesota Vikings draft Viron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of Texas, and then they select Michael Penix Jr. at number 23. I do not think that's what the Minnesota Vikings brass means when they say they're trying to add flexibility or they have added flexibility to their offseason draft plans. I think it means one thing and one thing only. The Minnesota Vikings want a quarterback, and there are at least two quarterbacks that they really, really, really want. One of them is Drake May. The other one is J.J. McCarthy. They don't think they have a chance at drafting Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams. So, This flexibility means that the Minnesota Vikings are either going to try to trade three first-round picks to get to number three and draft Drake May because they adore him, according to lots of reports from guys like Alec Lewis on The Athletic, or they're going to try to trade two first-round picks and a second or third-round pick to draft J.J. McCarthy with the number four or number five overall pick. I think it's more likely that they sign or trade for the number five overall pick than the number three overall pick. But people are excited about Mark Wilf's comments because the Minnesota Vikings have a plan in place. Well, no duh. The biggest idiot in the world has a plan in place. But the problem with that idiot is it's a stupid plan. The question isn't whether the Vikings or any team in the NFL have a plan in place. The question is, will that plan be effective? Will they trade up for the right guy? Because that will dictate the future of the Minnesota Vikings franchise and the guys in those decision-making roles. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. And if you are listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you for making this Minnesota Tim podcast a part of your day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.